have to be in the right place at the right time. And that's how it was. When I saw the butterfly lion, I happened to be in just the right place at just the right time. I didn't dream him. I didn't dream any of it. I saw him blue and shimmering in the sun one afternoon in June when I was young. A long time ago. But I don't forget. I mustn't forget. I promised them I wouldn't. I was 10 and away at boarding school in deepest Wiltshire. I was far from home and I didn't want to be. It was a diet of latte and stew and rugby and detentions and cross-country runs and chilblains and marks and squeaky beds and semolina pudding. And then there was Basher Bowler, who terrorised and tormented me and so I lived every waking moment of my life in dread of him. I'd often thought of running away, but only once ever plucked up the courage to do it. I was homesick after a letter from my mother. Basher Beaumont had called me in the boot room and smeared black shoe polish in my hair. I had done badly in his spelling test, and Mr. Carter had stood me in the corner with a book on my head all through the lesson, his favourite torture. I was more miserable than I'd ever been before. I picked at the plaster in the wall and determined there and then that I would run away. I took off the next Sunday afternoon. With any luck, I wouldn't be missed till supper, and by that time, I'd be home. Home and free! I climbed the fence at the bottom of the school park, behind the trees where I couldn't be seen. Then I ran for it. I ran as if bloodhounds were after me, not stopping till I was through Innocence Breach and out onto the road beyond. I had my escape all planned. I would walk to the station, 25 miles or so away, and catch the train to London. Then I'd take the underground home and I'd just walk in and tell them I was never, ever going back. And then she meets the